stand in the middle of the house so it gives light to everyone inside. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your very good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Well, good morning, you beloved community of God. So thankful for your presence today. My name is Steve Sargent, and I would like to welcome you to Southwest Central Church of Christ today. Welcome to you who love the church and cannot imagine where you would be if you were not here this morning. Welcome to those of you who have complicated feelings with the church. Welcome to those of you who aren't really sure why you came to church at all today. Welcome to you who haven't been to church in years. Welcome to you who have not missed a Sunday in months. Welcome to you who are online only if you live across the street or across the state. Welcome to you who are visiting, stepping into a strange place with strange people. May God bless you through this church family, if only for one day. Welcome to all of you who have been here for a while. You bless us constantly by your abiding presence. So no matter where you find yourselves today, welcome. So glad that you are here. Our gathering has familiar features: singing, praying, sermon, giving, eating, drinking. Let's lean into this morning with all that we have, and let's pay attention. May God give us eyes to see and ears to hear. Our call to worship this morning comes from Psalm 145. Would you stand, please? Would you receive this? Let's remain standing for the few songs that follow. Psalm 145. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his compassion is over all that he has made. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your faithful shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power, to make known to all people your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words and gracious in all his deeds. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up those who are bowed down. Let's worship in song together.
Come, thou almighty King, help us thy name to sing, help us to praise, Father all glorious, or all victorious, come and reign over us, Ancient of Days. Come, thou incarnate Word, gird on thy mighty sword, our prayer attend. Come and thy people bless, and give thy word success. Spirit of holiness on us descend. To the great one in three, eternal praises be, hence evermore. Thy sovereign majesty may we in glory see, and to eternity love and adore. Christ will me his aid afford, never to fall, never to fall. While I find him precious, Lord, sweeter than all, sweeter than all. Jesus is now and ever will be sweeter than all the world to me. Since I heard his loving call, sweeter than all, sweeter than all. I can follow all the way, hearing him call, hearing him call, finding him from day to day, sweeter than all, sweeter than all. Jesus is now and ever will be sweeter than all the world to me. Since I heard his loving call, sweeter than all, sweeter than all. Though a vessel I may be, broken and small, yet his blessings fall on me, sweeter than all, sweeter than all. Jesus is now and ever will be sweeter than all the world to me. Since I heard his loving call, sweeter than all, sweeter than all.
As I was singing that, I was, in my mind, I was flashing back to sitting by my maternal grandmother for so many times. That was her favorite song. And anyway, just, she only sung the first two verses, though, because she belonged to a congregation that skipped the third verse. Let's see, we skipped the fourth today, so. The next song, you may or may not know. If you were in the singing group that we had on Sundays before COVID, I think we sang this or learned this. It's new to me as a song leader and as a singing the lead, so if I mess up, I apologize. It's a beautiful song, though. If you don't know it, sit out the first verse at least. This is a repetitive song, so you can pick up the melody easily. But do look at the words. Follow the words. They're very good.
Speak, O Lord, as we come to you to receive the food of your holy word. Take your truth, plant it deep in us, shape and fashion us in your likeness, that the light of Christ may be seen today in our acts of love and our deeds of faith. Speak, O Lord, and fulfill in us all your purposes for your glory. Teach us, Lord, full obedience, holy reverence, true humility. Test our thoughts and our attitudes in the radiance of your purity. Cause our faith to rise, cause our eyes to see your majestic love and authority. Words of power that can never fail, let their truth prevail over unbelief. Speak, O Lord, and renew our minds. Help us grasp the heights of your plans for us. Truths unchanged from the dawn of time will echo down through eternity, and by grace we'll stand on your promises, and by faith we'll walk as you walk with us. Speak, O Lord, till your church is built and the earth is filled with your glory.
Be seated, please. A Is Robert Perez here? I don't see him. Robert, are you in the foyer? He's supposed to be praying for us this morning. I'll pray in his absence. Dear Lord, thank you for being our Father, our Creator, the sustainer of our world, the judge of our world, but Father, the Savior of our world as well. Father, continue to be with this church. May your Spirit dwell mightily among us. May you open our eyes and hearts to see the opportunities that are around us every day. And may we do your will in using the gifts you gave us to help others and to show your glory. Father, Robert Perez was supposed to be saying this prayer, but Father, I want to lift up a thank you for his presence and his gift last week to us as he fed us with enchiladas and a very good Mexican lunch. Father, Robert's health is serious, and Father, his financial situation is as well. Father, I pray for your providence in his life. Give him the health he needs. Send him to the doctors that can turn around the things in his body that are failing. And Father, please provide a job for Robert that he may not have to worry about having a roof over his head. Father, I pray the same thing for all the people in our congregation who have a special need, whether it be financial, spiritual, whether they be lonely, Father, whether they be possessed by demons that haunt them. Father, in each and every person that is associated with this church, you already know our needs. We're not telling you anything. Father, we just ask you to do your good works upon them among us, that we may glorify you even more. Father, now open our ears as we listen to Steve preach the word this morning. May our hearts be moved to be a better person as we walk out of this place than when we entered in. Father, protect us. Lead us, guide us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm still up here. When the Savior calls, I will answer. When he calls for me, I will hear. When the Savior calls, I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. If my heart is right when he calls me, if my heart is right, I will hear. If my heart is right when he calls me, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. If my robe is white when he calls me, if my robe is white, I will hear. If my robe is white when he calls me, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name.
All right, how y'all doing? All right, I'll be reading from Matthew 6, 19 through 24. All right, and after the text, we'll have a moment of silence. All right, it says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." All right, thank you.
I'd like to invite our youngest friends to the Roots table if you would like to be a part of that. There's Miss Brandy and Ellery heading that direction, and you can join them if you would like. Larry, thanks for leading us in song today. I appreciate that. You sang "Speak, O Lord, beautifully." Thank you for doing that. I know that's new to a lot of us, but you sang it so well. Thank you for that. I'd love to include that a little bit more into our Sunday repertoire. Thanks also to Robert. I know he could not be here, and you mentioned that Robert provided lunch for the whole church last week, and I'm grateful for that too. Marquell, thanks for reading so well today. Appreciate that. Well, let's pray together, please. O God, you are our God, and earnestly this morning we seek you. Would you pour forth through me now the gift of preaching? Give us eyes to see and ears to hear. For it's because of Christ we pray and do all things. Amen. My mom retired from teaching 15 years ago. My dad retired from AT&T about 10 years ago. Since then, they have kind of backed themselves into second careers. My dad, a hobbyist auctioneer for much of his adult life, learned that if you wanted to call auctions, the state of Texas had recently passed a law that required accreditation. So he took the certification exam 7 or 8 years ago and became official. He meant it simply as a way to stay compliant with the law and still do what he enjoyed doing. Antique radios were and are his specialty. At radio conventions and swap meets, he would be the guy up on the portable stage, standing at the mic, pointing at folks who raised their bid numbers. I've got 50 here, I got 60, I got 70 right here, until prices going higher and higher, he'd slam his gavel down, going once, going twice, sold. An item being sold to the highest bidder. My dad is very good at what he does. Eventually, people started asking him to auction off their personal radio collections. He and my mom would visit them at their house, pack up all the best items, rent a building, invite the antique radio community to come, and have a lively sale right then and there. Sargent Auction Services was born. There he is right there. Since 2018, the business has exploded. My dad, who is as honest and reliable of a man that I know, gets phone calls from all over the country, Ohio, Nevada, Louisiana, and California. If the call seems promising, meaning they have some desirable items, this is not a garage sale business, then my mom and dad will travel to them in a budget truck, load up that truck by themselves with everything they find, drive it back to Texas, unload it, photograph the phonographs and the consoles and the memorabilia, put the pictures on their website, and then live stream the in-person auction so that people online can bid too. This is how my parents are spending their retirement days. Have not slowed down one bit. The reasons those people are selling varies, but it primarily lands in one of two categories. They are selling because they are older and need to downsize, or the person who was the collector has recently died and the remaining spouse has no idea what to do with it all. You can imagine the kind of things my parents see stepping into homes like that, into people's accumulated lives. They will lead my parents through their closets or storage unit or warehouse or warehouses, plural, tell stories, show pictures. I was thinking this week that it takes a lot of trust and vulnerability to invite someone to look into sections of the house unseen by most others. Who besides close friends and family members get to see this side of folks? Off the top of my mind, I cannot think of anyone besides estate sellers and ministers. And in this way, my folks and I are very much alike. When I talk to my mom on the phone, she will tell me stories of what they saw, a rare snow-white radio from the 1930s, a stunning Victrola or Zenith or Philco or Crosley. She'll also tell me about the amounts of stuff that she will see, shelves and shelves upon rows, so much stuff that the person showing them around doesn't even know what all is there. In some homes or warehouses, nothing is organized, sorted, or labeled. No rhyme or reason to placement, boxes everywhere, layers of dust, dead bugs. A few weeks ago, she told me about a person they visited who needed to get rid of her deceased husband's vast collection of portable transistor radios. A wonderful collection, apparently. All displayed neatly on the shelves. But sheets of plastic covered the front of those shelves, so you had to pull it back as if it were a curtain. In addition, behind the curtain, everything on the shelves was individually encased inside bubble wrap, so you couldn't even tell what the item was. A clever way to keep moths and rust at bay, I guess, but my mom was so confused. How could they enjoy it if they could not even see it? She said to me. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where it gets eaten by insects and ruined by corrosion, where shoplifters steal. But stockpile treasures in heaven where it's safe from all of that. It's obvious, isn't it? The place where your treasure is the place you will most want to be and end up being. I do not intend to bring disdain upon the heads of collector types, be it radios or baseball cards or arrowheads or personal travelogues. Nor do I seek to shame myself for the amount of books I currently have in my office. Books are my friends, and you can never have enough friends. What I aim to do is what Jesus aims us toward, discovering the truest treasure that awaits. Last Sunday, Jesus talked about right and wrong ways to give, to pray, to fast, about how they are not intended to boost your personal social status. When we finished up with the fasting section, Jesus had just highlighted the fact that we can indeed supervise our bodies in a healthy way when it comes to food. With this, his very next move, what Marquell read to us, Jesus tells us it's the same thing with our possessions. We are capable of supervising that too, resisting materialistic behavior. Though by looking around at our world, there seems to be little interest in doing so. In an acquisitive and extractive society such as ours, the word enough is barely a blip on the radar. We can never have enough stuff or money. Although they hear it and experience it differently, that's the case for persons who are rich or poor, or somewhere in between. What you have is never enough, and the goal of life is to acquire and extract what you can when you can. Whether these goals come from greed or from scarcity, both are vicious cycles, as dangerous for the earth as it is for the soul. Of course, we need possessions. A roof over our heads, clothes to wear, transportation, just like we need food. But possessions, like food, are inadequate to address our deepest needs. Most of us know that belongings, our material goods, our properties, our collections, they cannot guard us or protect us. Our stuff cannot deliver us or free us. That we cannot take our stuff with us when we die. But that doesn't stop us from trying, either overtly or unconsciously. Whether it's that rush of adrenaline we get when we purchase something new and shiny, or that our feelings rise and fall with the stock market, or that we have a lot of things that we have to get insurance for, if we are not mindful about it, then our belongings have their way with us. They own us. Here is a surefire litmus test. If, when we feel threatened by a potential decrease of our livelihood as we know it, if we round up the wagons in fear and hoard on up, if we do everything in our power to hold on to what we've got, if we turn off the faucet of generosity, or at least slow it to a drip, 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 then we have chosen this day whom we will serve. It can be uncomfortable talking about such things or hearing such things, especially if you are a practicing Christian. But Jesus, who is not shy, is a realist, knowing that our hearts tend to follow our stuff and our money. He knows that since we can only rest in Him, He will not let us rest in our accumulated possessions. He knows that we cannot serve both God and money. The word for money there is mammon. It can also mean wealth or riches. Basically, mammon is the amassing of stuff. The root word of mammon comes from the word hemen, which means trust or reliance. Taken as a whole, then, mammon is this: something in which one places one's trust other than God. Investing in that, according to Jesus, is akin to idolatry. The Gospels are full of stories about the preference and the problem of stuff. There's a parable about a man who builds bigger barns to house his belongings. There's a rich man who became distressed when Jesus commanded him to sell all of his stuff. There's another wealthy person who stepped right on over poor Lazarus who slept outside of his gate. It doesn't take too long to look around at our own world and see the same things going on. Nor should it take too long to look at our own lives, which is probably the best place to begin, or at least get to eventually. That's why Jesus says to us, to you, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth. What you need most of all are the treasures of heaven. Jesus had just said the words earth and heaven in the Lord's Prayer. You may remember it. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If heaven is the sphere where God's will is done, then we as God's people submit ourselves to that. Storing up for ourselves treasures in heaven means to submit our entire beings, our stuff, and ourselves to God. It means we invest everything that we are and everything that we have into God's reign, into God's kingdom, where what is most important is repentance and redemption and justice and peace and presence and joy and healing. We can all do that, no matter if we are rich or poor or somewhere in between. When our treasures and our hearts match up, we can use and treat our homes, our apartments, our funds, our church building, our ties, our radio collections, not as personal castles to bubble wrap and protect, but as opportunities for God's kingdom to come among us and God's will to be done just as it is in heaven. Here's an added bonus. Moss and rust and thieves have no jurisdiction when it comes to heaven. As we close, Jesus closes with a comment about how we see. Your eyes are windows into your body. If you open your eyes wide in wonder and belief, your body fills up with light. If you live with your eyes squinted in greed and distrust, your body is nothing but a shadowy cellar. Jesus understands the influence our sight has over us. How we see the world around us makes an enormous difference on how we choose to live. If our eyes are windows, then it matters if we keep them shut or keep them open. Keeping them shut might make you safer and sheltered, but also more selfish. But in keeping them open, seeing all the beauty and the pain that will inevitably come with sight, you have chosen to let the light in. Eyes open means that you will delight and you will cry, perhaps at the very same moment. It's also the best way Jesus knows how to store up treasures for ourselves in heaven. So, on what will your eyes land upon? Your answer to that question will reveal quite a bit about yourself and your stuff. It can also reveal to you the health of your soul. Next week, Jesus will shift our eyes to the birds of the air and the flowers of the field as Chelsea preaches to us the next part of the Sermon on the Mount. For today, though, Jesus is teaching our eyes to view our stuff as something to hold gently, to hold gratefully, generously, and temporarily. It's a continuation of what Jesus, in this mountainous sermon of his, he's doing. Take these words to heart and watch what happens. And together we can say or we can type, amen. Let's stand as we worship in song together.
Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the crystal sea. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, who wast and art and evermore shalt be. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee, though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see, only thou art holy, there is none beside thee, perfect in power, in love and purity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty God in three persons, blessed Trinity.
You can sit down.
When we gather around this table, the Lord's table, a little bit of bread and a little bit of juice are transformed into something so much more. There's something larger at play here than we know, a bigger body, a greater truth, a more acute presence. Christ himself meets us in the breaking of the bread and the drinking of the cup, no matter when or where or with whom we share it. Our task is to see it, Christ and Christ in each other. As we do here at Southwest Central Church, if you are interested to help share the bread and the cup with the congregation at large, please come forward and we will divvy up the congregation. We'll share these with one another. You can come forward after I pray. Let's do that now, please. God, I give you thanks for this body who is gathered before me. Thank you for the light that shines in their good deeds, the light that we get to see in one another's eyes. We believe that Jesus himself has placed it there, and now we recognize it and give you thanks. Thank you now for this bread, which is your body, which continues to live on in us, and this cup, which is his blood, which lives in us as well. We are grateful for these things, for it's through Christ we pray. Amen. What a grace we have been given now, an opportunity to give. So let's do that generously and with grateful hearts. If you have any of those cards from earlier, you saw up on the screen, those can go in the plate as well, along with your tithes, your offerings, your contribution. And thank you, friends, as always, for giving. We appreciate that. Well, let me pray, and then Larry and Glenn will walk around. We give you thanks, O God, for what we have. Also teach us not only to be grateful for it, but also to hold it lightly, carefully. Would you use our stuff and for our money for something greater than our own selves? Thank you for this body that continues to give, and so I pray that your blessings would continue to pour upon them. For it's through Christ we pray. Amen. Michael Tucker used to tell me a Yoda quote often when I told him that I wanted to try something. He said, "Do or do not, there is no try," in his best Yoda voice. I appreciated that, but I always felt that if my trying didn't turn out the exact way that I wanted, I could always quit and pretend that it never happened. But out of deference to Michael, today I want to do something. In a little while, after a few announcements, I want to include a few things into family matters. I want to hear from you some of these things. What news do you have about your life? Anything going on in your world that you would like to briefly share with the congregation? Do you have any celebrations, any testimonies, any recent visits to or from family members? I have a few things that I'm going to share too in a bit, and I want to do this morning as a way to open up family matters to more than just a few announcements, to share and to celebrate with one another. And if it fails, and if no one talks but me, I can blame Yoda for that one. So be thinking about this. A few announcements first. We do have our Wednesday night prayer gathering here in our building, meet in the lobby, and then in the prayer room. If you'd like to be a part of that, Larry's a great person for more information. We've talked about this for a few weeks now, that July is our month to help support Bray's Interfaith Ministry, and you can find that up on the screen, and also you can find a full list of stuff and more information in your bulletin. All right, so I'm going to switch to this microphone, King. I'm going to go to the yellow one. So a couple of things for me. Cora has been out of town for the last week. She's been with her granddad and his wife in Austin, and so we got her back yesterday, and we're so glad to have her back today. She had way too much fun, and so she little detox this week, and we're grateful for that. I want to recognize something you may have seen in a newsletter. Brandy McDaniel celebrated 10 years of working at Rice University recently. And so Brandy, congratulations on that. I think they gave you a beautiful stick pen. 10 years of work for that. Way to go. We're proud of you for that. I know Neil Cross is not here, but I want to recognize Neil also. He is about to shut down his automotive business, his business where he fixes cars and your vehicle. So many of you, how many of you have brought a vehicle to Neil Cross to fix before? A good number of us. He is closing that down. He has had that for decades, and it's time for him. So we want to celebrate him. I want to point out another thing, and then I'm going to give you a time to share. So this last Wednesday at Reach to Teach, we had our friend Ruth come up and show our young friends a little bit about gardening. And so here she is, a couple pictures where she's teaching all of us to garden, to plant. And it was a ton of fun, and we only got a little dirt on the floor. So that was great. Ruth, thank you again for doing that. All right, what about you? Do you have any news that you would like to share about your life? Any celebrations, any testimonies, any recent visits? And again, I will emphasize, it's just a brief thing. If it's something further that you need to talk about, then you can find me or share that in your class. Yes, ma'am.
If God spares us, this August 1st, David and I will celebrate 53 years of marriage.
53 years in August. That's great. Thank you for sharing that. What a gift. Thank you. Ken. Oh, yeah, Ruth, go for it. All right, JC scored a goal in soccer yesterday. Nice job. Ken. You have the mic? Yep.
I attended my 65th high school reunion last week, and I had a short visit with one of my classmates. He was sort of a rascal at that time, but now he has retired as a home builder, and what he told me really that made me feel good that somebody is caring like this. And he said what his time now is taken up by helping people repair their homes, and he is doing his work by himself for nothing, and as long as the people will buy the material, and he's ministering to very poor people and elderly people, and it just gave me a good feeling.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you for that. Yes, I'll hold it, and you want to share, or do you want to? Okay, go for it. I'll relay. Yeah. Stephanie is officially a homeowner, she says. That's great. That's great. And she has a lot of work to do, and we all homeowners know that and appreciate that, but we're so happy for you. That's great. That's great. Yes, Steve.
We get 2 grandkids this afternoon for Sandifer Camp next week.
All right, Sandifer Camp with 2 kids. That's great. That's great. Yes. You'll be happy to, launch them back to their own parents too at the end. Yes.
We'll be in Mississippi next week.
Okay, Mississippi next week. Gotcha. Ken. Yes, right. Yes. Right. Yes, that's good. That's good. Yeah. Right. Right, right. In sum, if you could not hear, Ken is talking about the ways that God is taking care of him and how God has used Shirley to help take care of Ken, too. Thank you. Yes, Nelson. Okay, yeah. Sure.
My shoulder surgery went great. I only went to 10 different doctors and all over the place, but and my granddaughter that had the lymphoma in her neck, sizable limb, and she's doing great, and Dan's doing better after his eye surgery, and one of my classmates, well, I go on and on. I've got about 10 that are not doing well at all, but the main thing is that I'm back, even though I weigh 123 this morning. That's the lowest I've been since a long time ago. But thank you all for your prayers.
Absolutely. We're grateful Nelson's surgery has gone okay. Thank you, Nelson. Yes, Carol.
I wanted to piggyback on Stephanie's announcement.
Okay. No, you are not. We love that house has stayed in the family. That's great. Thank you, Carol. All right. Anything else? Yes, ma'am. So good to see you today. Yes. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes. That's good. Right. That's good. Thank you, Vanilla. She thanks the church for ways that we continue to check in on her, especially Dee Pipes, who is not here this morning. Yes, Reggie. Yes, you did. That's right. 61 on July 4th. I love that. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Jesse. Okay. Okay. So Bowles Place is starting up again this week for you, twice a week, okay? Thank you for keeping us updated. Yes, Larry.
Speak out loud.
Sure. Yes, we hear you.
On Father's Day, Daniel and Hannah gifted us with news that they're expecting another grandchild.
Wow.
A
girl is coming to the family. Wow.
And we request your prayers for her pregnancy and for the development of the child.
That's great. Grandbaby number three for Daniel and Hannah. All right. Anything else? Okay. That went pretty well. I may try it again in the future. So thank you, friends, for sharing. King, I'm going to go back to the green. You can, after this, you'll be dismissed to Bible classes where you can share more things that are going on in your life and ask for some specific prayer requests if you need to. We have classes all over the building, and we hope that you stick around and are part of that. All right, as we close today, would you stand, please? Would you receive this benediction as we go forth from here? It's a repeat of Jesus' words from Matthew chapter 6. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Go forth in peace and purpose. It is for the season after Pentecost, so it will stay here up through November.
And then it goes
to, I think red is the color for Advent.